coming to you from beyond the grave to bring you Nelson Mandela's Ghostly Podcastings. Father, please can we stop?
No!
Please, I'm exhausted.
Stop your whining, boy.
But Father, you're so heavy.
I told you to leave all those things behind. That is what is heavy, not me.
I can't leave my podcasting equipment, Father. I paid a high price for it.
The ghostly Leaf?
Yes, you know him?
I do. He is a tricksy wolf.
What did he make you do?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did he molest you?
What? No! Jesus! Why would he do that?
No reason. Hello, my friends. Changing the subject here, it's Nelson Mandela.
Are you broadcasting live?
No. I'll put an enormous amount of work into editing this.
Why?
I really don't know. I thought it would be a good idea and give me some respite from my existential solitude. But I'm not sure that podcasting is the most accessible medium for storytelling.
Well, how do people listen to it?
Well, there's Apple Podcasts.
They listen through an apple?
No.
Do they eat the apple?
No, Father. It's not like that. Apple Podcasts is a place you can hear the podcastings.
I don't understand.
It's okay. All you need to know is that the living can listen to the podcastings on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher.
It sounds very complicated.
I'm sure many would agree with you. Trying to get people to subscribe is like trying to get blood out of a stone.
Why would you do that, my boy? There is no blood in a stone.
It's an expression, Father. Like when I said I was strong.
You should not have boasted about your physical prowess.
I was merely emphasizing the strength of my character as a result of the hardship I endured in life and in death. At no point did I offer you a piggyback.
Nelson, my boy, life rarely gives us what we want, and death is even more fickle.
What's your point?
My point is, stop complaining and move faster.
Yeah! How much farther is it?
How long is a piece of string?
What's the length from its middle to its end?
Don't be smart with me, Holy Tlatla. You're not too old to put over my knee and have a thrashing.
Please, Father.
What does it matter how long it takes? How long have you been here?
I don't know.
Take a stab in the dark.
I used to keep a tally on the trunk of the ghostly tree near my old campsite. I'd etch a mark into the tree just before I went to sleep at night.
And how many etches did you make?
I gave up after I reached 100,000 and ran out of room on the tree.
Good God! How big was this tree?
Big enough.
100,000 divides by...
What are you doing?
Shh! 365... Jesus!
What?
You counted 273 years!
I know. But I ran out of room on the tree a very, very long time ago.
More than 273 years ago?
I don't know. Like you said, time has no meaning here. So, it wasn't really 273 years anyway.
It's fascinating.
In what way?
Unlike you, my boy, I kept precise track of the time I've been here.
And how long have you been here?
Well, let's take from the day I first got here to the day we met.
Okay. How long was that?
10,000 years.
10,000 years?
Precisely.
That is precise. How did you keep count?
Enough of your childish questions, Holy Tlatla. We're almost there.
We are?
Yes. You see, time is all relative to how you spend it. If you're not busy, time passes slowly. So it's best to keep an active mind, or else you'll lose it.
Good advice, Father.
Put me down.
What is it?
Quickly. We're here.
Good Lord.
Welcome to the City of the Dead.
I had no idea that a place like this existed.
Didn't you explore?
Yes, but clearly not enough.
Our dreams are always over the horizon.
How do we get in?
Through the gate. Follow my lead.
Halt! Who goes there?
Two travelers. We seek refuge in the City of the Dead.
You'll have to pay the toll.
The toll?
Aye, the toll.
Give them over.
Nelson, take off your underpants.
My underpants?
Yes, quickly, hand them over.
Jesus, what's wrong with dead people?
That's it, all the way.
Here.
Oh, lovely.
There's some good crust on this pear.
Oh, lovely.
May we pass?
Aye, on your way, traveller. All hail the Donkey King.
All hail the Donkey King.
All hail the Donkey King.
Hey, Dave, do you remember that bard that came through here last week?
Aye, and what of him?
What a tosser.
Father?
Yes, my boy.
Sir, they worship the Donkey King here.
Listen to me, boy. Terrible things happen to people who do not pay homage to the Donkey King. His followers are everywhere. You must trust no one.
But why?
The Donkey King is not a kind ruler. He rules with an iron hoof. We must tread lightly and be like the wind. Do you understand? Well, do you, boy?
Yes, Father.
Here, there's a tavern up ahead.
Minstrels? Well, this is pleasant. But I thought you were taking me back to your place.
You know, it's usually a young lady that says such things to me.
Good Lord, Father. You haven't changed at all, have you?
I have changed more than you could know.
So why are we here?
I thought you may be hungry after our journey, and I like the food here.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful. Is that a menu?
Bonsoir. My name is Philippe. I will be your waiter this evening.
Why is the waiter French?
Why is life little more than a parade of bitter disappointment? Good evening, sir. Good evening, madame.
Madame?
Ugh. I do apologize most unreservedly. What can I get you from the menu?
Bring us two beets juice.
Peach juice?
Oui, sir. Our chef's speciality.
It's very good.
And to drink, sir?
A bottle of champagne, please.
Very good, sir.
Oh, champagne. Now this is more like it.
Do you like champagne?
Even if I didn't. After a millennia of drinking rainwater collected from a tap, I wouldn't say no. Besides, we should celebrate.
If you wish, but I always drink champagne.
Always?
Always. Although, it can be quite expensive.
Wait a minute. What do you use as currency here?
Before you ask, no, it's not underpants.
Good, because I'm fresh out.
The main currency in the afterlife is dreams.
Dreams?
Yes. The economy of the afterlife is built on the trading of dreams.
What sort of dreams?
All sorts. But the younger the dreamer, the more valuable the dream.
So, how much is the champagne?
It costs the dream of an infant child.
Oh, Jesus! How many?
How many infants? Just one.
No, thank how you. Many dreams?
Thank Just you. One.
How do you come by these dreams?
With a net!
We are Alan Rickman and the Ghostly Minstrels.
Et voilà. We'll please mind the plate. It is very hot.
Very short break.
That will be 3 gold.
Certainly.
Merci.
Gold?
Nelson, honestly, children's dreams.
I don't appreciate you making fun of me, Father.
Oh, lighten up, boy. Eat your stew.
Oh, Jesus. It's beetles.
What's wrong, boy?
It's beetle stew.
Yes. What did you think it was?
Beetroot.
Ugh, disgusting.
This is disgusting, Father.
Eat your food and stop embarrassing me, boy.
Is something wrong?
No.
Yes. I don't eat beetles. And what is this?
What do you think it is?
It looks like...
Go on.
No. Jesus, it is, isn't it?
If sir means pubic hair, then we, it is.
I'm not hungry.
Would sir like something else from the menu?
Do you have any nuts or berries?
We have a pecan nut roast served with roasted vegetables and a red wine sauce. Take it or leave it.
Oh, that sounds delightful. I'll have that.
Very well, sir.
What?
You've become a snob. I remember when you were a boy, you would eat whatever your mother put on the table.
The last thing you ate when you were alive was poor Emilio.
Nelson, do not haunt me with those memories. I was not myself.
Oh no. Sir, where is my mother?
I do not know. In all my time here, yours is the first path I've crossed from those I knew when I was alive.
We have to find our father.
No.
What do you mean, no?
We have work to do.
What do you mean?
I brought you here for a reason, my boy. We've been looking for you for some time.
We?
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome, sir. Now please, enjoy your meal.
Thank you. Who's we?
Not here, boy. We'll talk after you've eaten.
Okay. Oh, delicious.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Sorry. So, what's your place like?
It is a modest home, but it is a home nonetheless.
Father, I've been living in a tent. I'm sure it's lovely.
Eat your food, boy. Enough of this idle conversation. I'm trying to eat my own food.
Well, if you don't want to talk, I'll talk to my listeners. Hello, my friends. It's me, Nelson Mandela. I just realized I've been neglecting you this episode, but I hope that you've appreciated coming along for the ride. So, I'm in the City of the Dead. It's nice. It has a sort of medieval theme to it. This tavern probably isn't a 5-star establishment. What with the pubic hair they serve? But I suppose it's a step up from living in the ghostly plains for all these years.
Is everything all right with your meal?
Yes, thank you. No pubic hair, so that's a good thing.
Very good, sir. And the other gentleman, how is your meal?
Delicious. Could I get another bowl?
Oui, oui, but of course.
Excuse me, waiter.
Oui, monsieur.
Thank you.
How may I be of assistance?
Where is the toilet?
Allez tu toi. Tournez à gauche. Et voilà, la toilette.
thank you. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment.
I love bitters. They taste like fire.
second thoughts?
No, I'm not.
Good. Don't forget the terms of the agreement you struck, Mandela.
I have not forgotten.
Good. You know what to do.
I'm back.
Ooh, Jesus, boy.
You know, listeners, it's always good to have a healthy bowel movement. You know, I can't believe we're already on episode 7, my friends. I'd just like to take this moment to thank all of you listening to this right now. There are a lot of podcastings out there to choose from, so thank you for choosing mine. Although, I doubt any other podcastings are dealing with anything as shocking as the revelation that there is life after death. I've been taking a look at the data on the listenings of my podcastings. For those of you listening on a SoundCloud, it seems that the podcastings is a very popular in San Francisco. Hello, listeners in San Francisco. We also have some listeners in Lille, France. Bonjour, mes amis. C'est moi, Nelson Mandela. Merci d'avoir écouté le podcast. Et rappelez-vous, Nelson vous aime. But listeners, however you're listening to me now, for those of you able to, please rate and review these podcastings on Apple Podcasts, as it will help me to grow my listeners. Also, did you know that I have a Facebook page?
Who is Facebook? Does he have a book for a face?
No, Father. It's a social networking platform.
Oh, good. He sounds terrifying.
Anyway, be sure to visit my Facebook page and give it a like. And I have a website. Why don't you visit www.NelsonMandelasGhostlyPodcastings.com? By the way, there's no apostrophe in that. And finally, my friends, if you'd like to ask me any questions about the City of the Dead, my time as president of South Africa, my time in prison, or even if you just need some relationship advice, send me an email to nelsonsghostlypodcastings@gmail.com. Again, no apostrophe.
That's enough, boy. It's time.
Time for what?
We need to leave.
But I...
Now!
Okay. Father, where are we going?
Follow me and stay quiet.
Father, you're going too fast. Slow down. What are we doing here? You are here to meet me. Who is that? Come out of the shadows. Hello, Nelson. We need your help.
Winnie?